Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today is the last episode with my friend, Brian. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, Sammy. How are you today?
Good, very good. Okay. It's a good day today, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I am so thankful for you spending time with me for the last two episodes, and then I'm excited for this last episode with you. And I appreciate you sharing your life story and also your current ministry and the great ideas of how we can reach out to Vietnamese Americans and Vietnamese from Vietnam as well. Today is more futuristic conversation. What are some future visions for Asian Americans? So that's a pretty big question, but we're gonna go one by one. So the first question I have for you is this: what is the major role for Asian Americans for the Great Commission?
I would say this is what I've learned from you in the ministry that we worked at State. Is you had a saying or a, can't think of that word right now, but it's basically Project Moses.
Yeah, Moses Project.
Moses, sorry.
Close. Good job, man.
But if I was spoken in Vietnamese, I would have gotten it right. I was joking. But Moses Project. You gave me the insight saying, you know, a lot of students for the ministry that we worked on back then was, like, what Moses did was he went to Egypt, and then he has the training grounds, but then when he went back home, that's where he led his people.
Right.
So for them to, for me, is to really, where we are, no matter if you're an international student or it don't matter what, is to have that same effect, the Moses effect.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word.
Yeah, just to really grow in grace, and no matter where you go, to share the gospel to your people or to anyone who you want to.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, international students or Asian Americans, I think they can be used like Moses was used by God.
Yes.
That's great. What keeps the next generation from living that role? What keeps them to be the Moses?
There's, like I said, there's so many distractions out there. There's so many things, even out here in Christians saying, I gotta make the money to do this. I'm like, we tend to use what's in our hearts, thinking it's God's voice. I mean, I'm convicted, you know, I've done that in the past, but then when you come back to a point where you're like, oh, okay, that wasn't God, that was just me saying that. But it's just having your goals. I'm not saying pushing towards that is wrong, but to, of course, always put God first and to use what He's blessed you with for His glory. And I know that there are some people who say, you know, that they give this and that, or they do it for God, and I don't see it. But I guess the hindrance is the distraction. And sometimes when we get distracted, we fall away from God and our heart's not there, and then we become ineffective.
Right. That's a good word. Yeah, if Moses enjoyed the luxury of Egypt and if he was satisfied with that, then probably he will never see the great work of God. Yeah, I saw the statistics about Asian Americans. They make a lot of income, even more than so than the average Americans. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But however, if they just stay or remain in the status quo with their own material success, then, you know, God will never use them and there will be no impact to bring the nations to Jesus Christ. So that's great. What kind of movement do you want to see among Asian Americans?
Did I read the last question wrong? Second one, it says, what keeps a generation from living that role? You mean keep them as in like, I'm sorry.
You're right. Yeah, you answered exactly what I wanted to hear. So that's great. That was great.
But so, yeah. I guess what I wanted to add on to that, mm-hmm.
Either
I misread the questions,
mm-hmm.
but I know it's just that, I guess, what I took from your questions from the Great Commission
mm-hmm.
was how can we keep that going?
Gotcha.
So I guess when I read it that way, my answer, I want to just throw it out there too, just to
Make
sure that I answered what was in my heart
mm-hmm.
was, it's always through prayer
mm.
and the individual's heart.
Right.
And this is still what gets to me, is John 17.
Mm.
And I'll take a small verse out of all of it, is verse 16
mm.
to all the way down to 20 is, they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth, as you have sent me into the world. Even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And this is the part that gets me. Neither pray I for these alone, for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Wow. Amen.
So this is something what Christ, imagine mm-hmm. this right now, that for all the new believers and even the well seasoned, is Christ prayed for us.
Mm.
Over 2,000 years ago.
Wow.
But yet, I guess that's clear evidence right there, saying it's prayer. Just keep mm. pressing forward. I mean, sometimes things don't happen like right away. I know there's many things that I prayed for.
Mm.
Took like 10 years, you know? It's like Joseph.
Right.
So, sorry. I just wanted to just...
Wow, that was very powerful, brother.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great, man. So, yeah, is there any expectation or... God-sized vision that you want to see in the, maybe let's say, next 5 or 10 years of movement among Asian Americans in North Carolina? What do you want to see?
I guess I want to see the whole big picture.
Mm.
5 years, I guess sometimes I'm a little weird upon that. You know, I know people tend to have like they ask other people saying, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just pressing it forward. I mean, mm-hmm. I do have it to a certain degree. I do have goals
mm-hmm.
To move forward. But for me, it's just having that big picture to see it affect worldwide.
Right.
To even have remnants, or just even, you know, like, as we all know, all it takes is just a small spark to mm-hmm. to make a fire.
Right.
But just... all we need is just at least one individual who has a heart for God. And I mean, to answer your question, I guess it's just to see more Asian Americans, men and women, et cetera, no matter how old you are, is to rise up,
mm.
to stand up in your faith. Yeah, you'll be persecuted. Yeah, you'll be hurt, though. But I just pray for even for the ones in the future, even now, is just that God will give you tougher skin.
Mm.
And things happen to you, that's for you to, you know, it's Romans 5.
Mm.
You go through tribulations that eventually that builds your character.
Mm.
Sorry to skip around a lot of verses, but that's what it is.
Mm.
Tribulations will build character.
Mm.
So, I mean, the ultimate goal is to be like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, not much people like him.
Mm.
And but yet, he's the truth.
Mm. Wow. Powerful. Thank you, Brian.
Yes.
Well, this may be a similar question, but what takes to raise up Asian American leaders for Christ?
Is to continually being saturated in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Like Psalm 91,
mm-hmm.
1, it's he that dwelt in the secret place. That secret place is just that place where you're in presence of God, and that's where you're being saturated in his love, his presence. And the more you get yourself in there, that's where all of you will die.
Mm.
And that's another one of my life verses, is John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease.
Amen.
And that's what all of us should really have.
Mm.
I do believe that John 3:30 has to be in everyone's verse.
Mm.
Sure. Because we tend to be very arrogant, cocky, you know. But we want the credit.
Mm.
Just as your sermon last week, mm-hmm. Sunday. is we tend to be, it's all about us. Mm. We want, like, Christmas.
Mm.
It's like, give me the present. Even I admit, I cut myself recently, like, God, I pray for this. I want this, you know, rather than, I just want more of you.
Mm.
I just want you to work through me.
Right. Wow, that's good. Now, how do you want God to use you?
To, this will go back about 11 years ago too, but even present time, is, I guess I want him to be, I want him to continue working in me as I continue being, laying down on the altar, to be sacrificed, to be a living sacrifice to him, that I continue to become the man who he called me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I just want, I guess this is the prayer that I prayed years ago after my spiritual mom was mentioning, talking to me about different, you know, pastor or evangelists.
Mm-hmm.
I know I prayed this prayer was that, Father, I don't want to win hundreds for you. I don't want to win thousands, but my ultimate desire, my heart was, Father, I want to win millions for you.
Wow.
Is just being that light, that example.
Yeah.
And I guess once you come to that place where you just don't care about your life, and you know, if you get martyred, then so be it. But you know, of course, I don't want that. You know, like, I want to just lay in my bed and then die of old age. Mm. But you know, like I said, if that has to happen, then you know, it's not my life. It's it's no longer my life once he signed that agreement, you know, upon with his blood.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. That's good. Well, how can Asian Americans impact world missions and other races in the United States?
Repeat that question again?
Yeah. How can Asian Americans impact world missions and other races in the United States? I mean, we're minorities, and I mean, God can use minorities to impact another minorities in the United States, and yeah.
It's the diversity.
Mm.
People like diversity.
Yeah.
I mean, can you see yourself eating rice and kimchi every day? Probably not. I mean, for me, you probably can.
I can.
You're just straight for like 20 years. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just, like I said, people want diversity. Like, you can't eat, a lot of people, they don't want to eat the same food over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, if you don't have the income, of course. But that's a different story. But I'm saying is, a lot of times we want different things. And a lot of people like different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So to spice up things, and they just want, you know, if it's always nice to hear someone else with the same faith, the same God, etc. But let it be in another nationality.
Mm-hmm.
I find that as in, it's good. It's a great feeling. It's I don't like it to be used that it's a movement.
Mm.
It's more towards, it's just to the point where it's people are waking up.
Yeah.
And I guess that's one thing how I feel is just for your question is just we need more diversity.
Yeah.
And for us to bond as one unity, just like in heaven.
Right.
It's gonna be that way. So why not get used to it?
Yeah.
For us, just, you know, there's so many people, especially, I'll speak for the Asians, they tend to be very cliquey.
Mm.
They have their own cliques. They're like, oh, you see a group, bunch of Asians here, and then you're either, and then when you go further in there, you're like, you see all the Vietnamese are here, you have the Koreans here. It sucks, man.
Yeah.
You know, and even for me, like when I first came into the Korean church years ago, I do felt weird. I'm like, I kind of fit to a certain degree because I look it, but in my heart, it's just, I just felt awkward because you had to be Korean to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, for me, it's just that for me, I don't want to be like that. If I see, it doesn't matter who you are,
right,
how big, small, how old, etc.
Right.
Just like back to the first question, or the first episode is the world needs Jesus.
Right.
So always influence them the best you can, and to show the love of Christ, and then let God do his work.
Right. Mm. That's good. Well, this Sunday I'll be visiting another Vietnamese church. So okay. Please pray for me.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm Korean American. You're Vietnamese American, but we're all in this together to bring the nations to Jesus, because the world, the nations need Jesus.
Right?
Definitely. Amen. Well, Brian, thank you so much for spending time for the last three episodes. Mm-hmm. And although I know you very well, but I think this is a priceless mm-hmm. time for many people, because a lot of people from at least eight different countries are listening to this podcast. There may be someone who really needed to hear your story. And I'm sure a lot of Asian Americans will be very encouraged to listen to your heart and passion.
Thank you.
If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.